I talked to a lot of people about Cuba policy in the last 10 days, and there's one question that comes back again and again, no matter whether they're an Ohio businessman, a member of Congress, it doesn't matter. They all want to know one thing. Are you planning to go to Cuba before the end of your term?
I am very much interested in going to Cuba, but I think the conditions have to be right. And what I've said to the Cuban government is if, in fact, I with confidence can say that we're seeing some progress in the liberty and freedom and possibilities of ordinary Cubans, I'd love to use a visit as a way of highlighting that progress. If we're going backwards, then there's not much reason for me to be there. I'm not interested in just validating the status quo. But the good news is that there's overwhelming support for normalization among the Cuban people, and there's overwhelming support for normalization among the American people. And so my hope is that sometime next year we look at the conditions there and we say, you know what, now would be a good time to shine a light on progress that's been made, but also maybe to nudge the Cuban government in a new direction. I've found that a lot of times when I go on a visit, not only is there a fresh coat of paint on all the buildings along my route, but metaphorically, I think there's an interest on the part of the government to spruce things up. We saw that in Burma, in Myanmar, where my visit, I think, built on a lot of incredible work that had been done by human rights activists and organizations and people like Aung San Suu Kyi. And when I got there, it kind of gave that extra lift to undercurrents, changes that were already taking place. And I'd like to see something similar happen in Cuba, but I think we'll have to see how things progress over the next several months.